Bonjour! Our readers asked us to talk to Barbara Pravi, and guess what? Voila, she is here. Barbara, hello.
Hello, everybody. Hello, William.
Oh, it's so nice to see you. There's just so much enthusiasm for you, partly because you just won the Junior Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah, thank you. No, it's not me actually, it's Valentina, but sorry, you failed. But yeah, I'm very happy. I'm very proud actually.
What was that like to hear, Europe singing la 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 Imagine? What's that like for you as the songwriter?
The thing is, it was the first time I saw my song on TV because the first one for Bim Bam Toa, I wasn't in front of my TV. So I was like, it was crazy actually. It was crazy.
Did you expect to win?
Not really. I don't think you can expect to win. You can want to win. I was like, please, 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 please. I want it. I want it. I want it. But you there. For example, the Kazakhstan, she was crazy actually, and she was no. So I didn't expect to win, but I was very, very, very happy.
And of course, you were at Junior Eurovision 2019 and 2020. But what came first, your love of Junior Eurovision or your wish to go to the adult Eurovision?
The junior ones, because I decided to go to adult Eurovision on September, so it's not very
Oh,
far
wow.
from now. Yeah.
Did you know much about the adult Eurovision before you did the Junior Eurovision, or was it
Yeah,
because of the Junior?
I begin watch when Amir did the French part, but the thing is in France. It's kind of complicated because in France, it's not very famous. I know that it's the biggest contest ever, like song contest ever. But in France, it's not very popular. So it started to be popular with Amir. So it's not very like 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago. I'm sorry for my English. I told you, like, it's been 2 years that I didn't speak in English. So,
Perfect. I understand everything. It's better
okay.
than mine. Now, you mentioned September. What about September made you start thinking about Eurovision?
Because I learned that French TV was searching for like candidature for this C'est vous qui décidez. And Igitt called me and he says, okay, now it's your year. You have to go there. And I was like, no, I can't. I can't. I'm afraid. And I don't have the right song. So I don't want to go there. And he says, okay, you're going to write the song and you're going to write the best song ever and you're going to go there. And I was like, no, I can't, I can't. So I decided to work and I spent like 1 month to work and work and write Voila and compose it and everything. And I was crying all day because it was a lot of pressure and it was hard to say something as truth as Voila. So voilà. I did it. And finally, I sent the song, and they told me, "Okay, you're with us. Let's go." Ou du moins ce qu'il en reste. Regardez-moi avant que je me déteste. Quoi vous dire que les lèvres d'une autre ne vous diront pas. So, writing for yourself instead of writing for someone else. You found it more difficult, more Yeah,
painful?
of course. Because I already write for myself because I already there's two EP on the market, so I already write for myself. But in the vision of making Eurovision, it's different because you already know that your song is going to to be here and see for a lot of people. So it's another thing. You have to be, I think you have to be more truthful with yourself and more like, truthful, like straight with you. And okay with every word and every note and every part of the song. Because a lot of people is going to see you and hear you.
Yeah, you're very exposed.
Yeah.
In the lyrics, I have them here. Many people have said it is so beautiful. Parlez-leur de cette fille aux yeux noirs et de son rêve fou. Tell them about this black-eyed girl and her crazy dream. What was your crazy dream?
My crazy dream is to be, to send messages, to say things, and I want my things to be heard by people. I don't know how to say. The thing is, this is the only thing I have. I only have my voice. I only have me, my soul, all my body, and everything to sing. And this is the message of what it says. Please hear me because I only have this. And if you're not here to hear me, then I'm nothing. So please.
Wow, it's very intense. It's almost like coming out as a singer, saying.
Yeah, it is.
Mm. I guess, what about you in your life? Because you have two EPs, you know, you've worked with big artists. Some people would say, Barbara, you're already here. But for you inside, what's the difference between, you know, September 2020 and before?
I think until September, my music was confidential. So I live in Paris and I was born there. So I know that people in Paris knows me, but it's only a small town. And the thing is, I want to make music for the world. I want all the world to hear my songs. And it will be a dream. So that's the difference. The difference is I don't want my music to be very confidential anymore. And if it can be more gigantic, I will be very proud and very happy.
Who was the first person to hear the song besides you?
Igitt, because he was there when we composed it. But my father, I sent everything to my father. So I sent it to him and he said, okay, then it's like, it's very, very, very good. Like he was very touched and emotional. So I was crying and everybody was crying. And, oh no, sorry, there's a dog here.
Oh, very sweet. Your relationship with Igitt, why does it work? We should point out that together, your songs for children have like 135 million YouTube views. So the two of you together have a magic. Why does your relationship musically work?
I don't know. Maybe he's as crazy as me. So it's a good point. No, and I think we complete each other. I don't know how to say it. It's very evident. He take the guitar and he make dun, 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 and I'm making the melody on the line of chords, and it works every time. Like it's very, very simple, because we know each other very well. We are friends since like 4 years. So I don't know. There's some alchemy sometimes who works.
Sur son île, quand la magie soudain vient frapper, juste là sous le nombril, on dit je t'aime, mon bon débarras, on chante les femmes, oh le lilas, ça fait pas d'âme, ça fait voilà, ça fait comme ça.
Did you enjoy his song Lisboa Jerusalem from Destiny?
Yeah, of course, but the thing is, we have exactly the same values about music, about what we like, about what we dislike. So it's very, I told you, it's very clear and very easy to work with him for me.
That's wonderful. And did he have to become like a therapist when you were writing the song? Because it was so much?
Yeah, the thing is, to work with me, you're forced to be a little therapist somewhere, because I already write songs about failure, or failure, I mean, like important thing inside of me, and I'm trying to like give it to the public. So yeah, you're forced to be a little psychiatric psychologist with me.
Now, people have compared you to legends like Edith Piaf, to Jacques Brel. What do you make of these comparisons?
I think it's like, actually, it's wonderful. And I don't know if someone can be the second Edith Piaf or second Jacques Brel or everything. But the thing is, the truth is, this is the, like, 90% of the music I listen. So this is my references. I love them both. The particularity of the two, Edith Piaf and Jacques Brel, is their words. So the words are crazy. I don't know if you can read the lyrics in French and if you can understand it, but it's always so sincere, so just, so real, and it goes back here like,
oh.
I think I'm very influenced by the words, because this is my first love. My first love are the words I are writing. So I'm very happy to be compared to these two ones, because I love them so much.
And our readers and followers on Instagram, they were very excited to know that we would be speaking. And there's some questions from them.
Yeah.
This is from someone called EurovisionWorld_. He or she asks, how would you like to see the staging for your song?
I want something very, very pure. I mean, very simple, because this song has to go straight to the heart. I hope so. So I can't imagine a lot of like things here, everywhere, because I think it will take the focus on other things than the important things. So I will make a beautiful light thing, and maybe I don't know how to say it in English. Ombre chinoise. You know what it means?
No.
It's when you put a light here, and there's an enormous projection back on your back, but it's you, like, in huge, maybe something like that.
Oh wow! Okay, ombre chinoise.
Yeah, ombre chinoise.
Oh, a Chinese shadow.
Yeah, exactly. Ah. Yes, it is.
Oh, I love that. And a user called That Brian Person, he asks, what is your favorite song in C'est vous qui décidez besides yours?
It's André Amad. I'm in love with this duet. Like, I love them. They're so nice. Well, everybody is so nice. But André Amad, I don't know. It's my péché mignon, you know. I'm like this on there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, I love them.
Oh, on that note, have you been able to come together, or because of COVID, is everyone very separate?
We made a TV show 1 week ago, so we met each other. But I already known like 90% of the casting, but I met the new ones, and it was so cool. Yeah, everybody is so cool. It's very friendly.
The atmosphere, or the genres, the songs are so different. Everything is like from a different place.
Yeah.
Are you excited to see how everyone goes on stage?
Yeah, and the thing is, I think it's a very, very wonderful thing to have the possibility to sing your song on television. So I think the France Télé is very cool, because the casting is, as you said, very like, everybody has a particularity. And I think this is the good thing of the C'est vous qui décidez. Everyone can win. It will be so cool, because nobody is in concurrence, because there's no songs in common. So it's like crazy. It's so cool, actually. You're not in a combative and against people mood. You're more in a like, yoo-hoo.
Oh my God. Perfect for COVID times.
Yeah.
But of course, many, 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 many people think that you should win. You're winning our poll on WeBlogs.com. If you read message boards, social media, people are saying Barbara, Barbara, Barbara. How does this make you feel? Is it creating pressure or are you just happy?
No, I'm very happy. Actually, I'm very happy and I'm trying to not support the pressure because in France, like my manager and all my team are like, yeah, you're going to win. And I'm like, no, there's nothing, there's no reason. And actually everybody have his chance and I really know that and I'm really happy with that. And but the thing is, I'm trying to think of like, my next échéances will be the Eurovision, c'est vous qui décidez. So I'm trying to only focus on my performance and not like being by the you're gonna win, you're not gonna win, you're gonna win, you're not. Because if you begin to listen to this, you're already dead. So I'm trying to feel very happy and very proud of all the messages I receive, and I'm trying to answer to everyone and et cetera, et cetera. But I want to feel calm, but because nothing is making already, so, and everybody has the chance to win, and that's the beautiful thing of the concours.
Oh, well, another beautiful thing about your entry is that you are French, of course, but you also have connections to Serbia, I believe. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, but actually I'm in Saint-Raphaël. It's in the south of France. And this is where my grandfather lives. And my Serbian grandfather. And his name is Deda, because Deda means grandfather in Serbian. and voilà. And then when he says Barbara, he says Borboro with the accent. No, he's very funny, actually.
Do you feel a strong connection to Serbia? Because I asked because you wrote a piece of music, I believe, about your family's history.
Yeah. The thing is, my mother is half Iranian, and my father is half Serbian, and I'm French, like born and raised in French. So I feel I have connection with a lot of. I feel connected to a lot of things. So I feel Serbian because I'm in love with my grandfather. I'm in love with the history of the family. I feel kind of Iranian because I love poetry, like Iranian poetry. But actually, I also feel like English because I speak in English with you. And I, you know, I love Italia. I love Spain. I've been a lot of time to Spain. So I feel kind of everything, but of course my grandfather remind me that I'm Serbian when he asked me, Barbara, come here to talk to me.
You're everyone, man. You are global. I love you.
Yeah, but it's true. Actually, I think today everyone can be everything. Like, you just have to like a country to go there and to visit it, and to you can learn the languages very easily, like more easily than before. So you can, with internet, you can check to learn the culture of everything. So yeah, you can feel inside of you that you're part of a lot of different countries, I think. And it's real because it's inside of you.
And you, of course, you don't just live in a bubble, you interact, you engage with the real world. I was reading that there's a rapper, Black M,
yeah,
and he had a song, Narcissistic Pervert, which had a message about domestic violence, and he needed a woman to voice the part of someone who was a victim of domestic violence. Could you tell us about this collaboration and what that meant to you?
Yeah, the thing is, I often speak for a woman because I'm a woman, and because I lived difficult thing and one day I was on the metro, on the subway, and Black M called me and he says, hey, I need a voice to just to record the the maquette. It's not the official song, but just to record the maquette of a song called Pervers Narcissique. And I said, okay, I can come and try something. So I tried. And at the end, he told me, okay, Barbara, can we try something? Have you ever played like cinema or something? And I was like, no, never. And he said, okay, we're going to try something. I'm going to call you, like to call you and to insult you and be very mad with you and try to, I don't know, try to cry or something, to say like to illustrate the perverse narcissistic thing in the music. So I was like, okay. So he called me and I was there were the mic there, and I had Black M on my ear, and he began to say like insults and everything. And the thing is, I lived this, and I cried for like 7 minutes, and I was like, no. So the end of the song, they only kept like 1 minute or 1 minute and a half, and you can hear it's a real scene. I mean, I wasn't acting, I wasn't playing, I was just on my emotion.
Mais je comprends pas, putain, reviens s'il te plaît, rentre. Non, s'il te plaît, je veux rester là. Putain, mais me dis pas de me remettre en question, putain. Arrête de me dire de me remettre en question tout le temps, putain, je comprends pas.
And voilà, you know, is all about revealing yourself, you know, and being strong in your truth and your belief. Does any of that backstory relate to this?
Of course. I often think that voila is the end and the beginning of something, because it's the end of like 25. I have 27, but 25 because I begin to take self-esteem at 25 years. So it's the end of 25 or 27 years of very like battle with myself to feel happy, to feel proud, to understand that I'm capable of doing things. And it's the beginning because now I'm ready to say, hello, that's me. And I don't mind if you like me or if you, I'm happy if you like me, but I don't mind if you doesn't like me, because that's just what I am. And that's just that's everything I am. So it's like when you met something, you can say I love you or I dislike you, but it's your point of view, and the other people is for nothing. You have the right to say I love you or I don't love you. And this is the same thing with voila. I'm like, this is all I have, this is all I got. So here I am, and voila.
And I saw that you gave a TEDx talk. And basically, you know, it showed that you had grown in confidence and you had overcome your struggles. I'm curious, what advice do you have for someone who is in this difficult position? What is the number one thing you would say to them?
Take your time, because things didn't change in one day. It can take your life, and and it's absolutely okay to have an entire life to change your life. And I think for me, the first thing was to learn to say no. So to understand what I want and what people want to make pressure on me and make me think that I want it, but I didn't want it. So I was like, I had to understand what was my line, my interior guideline, and to learn how to hear it, to hear your inside. And I think the first thing is to be okay with you. I mean, it's okay if now you're not okay, and it depends on you to change, and it depends on you to have the volonté, the force and the courage to make your life change. And it can take time, and it's not a thing, it's not in one day. It's, I don't know, I'm in the change. It's been 2 years that I'm in the change, and I'm not finished, so it's okay.
My cat is scratching. I am so sorry. Well, this is another question from our readers, actually. They want to know, it's Amelie, 4363. She says, you wrote voila and j'imagine, and they are completely different. How do you do that? And also, how do you define your style?
I'm in a different mood when I compose for me and when I compose for other people. The thing is, I think if you want to be a good in a multiple a good writer, a songwriter, you have to be capable to go inside of the other people. It's crazy, but I think it's the thing. When I write for Valentina, she's like 10 years old, so I have to make myself in a 10 years old mood. So I'm thinking about my Disney culture, and I'm like, okay, if I was a child, what song I would love to sing, or I would love to hear, or make me happy, or everything. And that's the mindset to write a song like J'imagine. And to write voila, it's another mood. You have to be, I told you, you have to be like focused on yourself. And okay, what is the most important thing I have here and I want to share?
Our readers also want to know, this is from FSTS Art on Instagram, what is your favorite Eurovision song?
Oh, it's Salvador Sobral.
Oh.
I'm crazy about him.
Many? Hello. Say hi to Barbara. Say hi.
Oh. Oh, he looks like Bagheera. You know Bagheera in Jungle Book?
Oh, yes, Bagheera. Yeah. He's magical. But, you know, people have said on our YouTube channel that you remind them of Salvador Sobral because the song is pure. It is not, you know, it's just real.
Yeah.
I think it's a beautiful comparison.
Yeah, I think it's like the best comparison ever. No, crazy. I love that guy. He's actually, I didn't understand a word of his song, but I understand the emotion. And that's the only thing matters for me. Emotion is the most important thing in a song like voila. Not in every song. If you make like disco thing, you're not on emotion thing. But when you want to write a song like voila, you have to be connected with your emotion. And I think it's the same thing with Salvador Sobral.
So on YouTube as well, you know, there are always good comments and bad comments. And some people said, perhaps in a pandemic, France wants joy and disco and not drama and emotion.
Yeah.
What do you think about this?
But yeah, it can be real. I mean, I think everybody wants a lot of things. Like you can want drama or you can want very fun. And the thing is, I wanted to say, voila. So this is my message. If people doesn't want to hear something like drama, and I know it's like so dramatic, but it's me, so they don't have to vote for me, and it's okay. And everybody has the right to think and vote what he wants. So it's cool. I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it because I'm so okay with the song I propose. So I can't be like punched with bad comments because first of all, I didn't read it, so I'm fine. And second of all, I'm so proud of my song and I'm so proud of all the work I made during this past 5 years. So I can't be punched by negative thing. I don't mind.
We should point out most of the comments are so positive, like 99.999%.
Okay. Well, thank you. People seem to love drama then.
And another user, this is Dondi Go de la Varga, says, what do you think of people in France who say that the French are always losers at Eurovision and cannot win?
Oh, I don't know. I think you're a loser until you're a winner. So I actually, no, but it's true. Huh? No, the thing is, of course, but I told you in France, Eurovision, before Amir, Eurovision wasn't very cool or very like regarded on TV. Like it was like people kind of doesn't mind. So we're trying to make a new vision of Eurovision, and I'm so proud to be part of this.
Absolutely. You remind me kind of Patricia Cass in 2009.
That's so cool because she's so cool.
Oh my God. Yeah. And she came top 10, you know, because France has done well at Eurovision before.
Yeah, I think she finished sixth or I don't remember.
Yeah, somewhere. She was wonderful. And finally, Barbara, do you have a message for all of your new fans all across Europe and on WeWeBlogs.com who are now in love with you?
Well, hello. I'm very, very, very happy to see you, but to see everyone here today. And no, I hope we will have the right to meet each other because I love to talk with people. So I'm very, very close to people who write me on Instagram and everything. And I can't wait for that moment. I will see people in real life and make hugs and say thank you. And because you make the artist. I mean, if people are not here, I'm not existing. So we need you, and we need your force, and we need you to push us. And I want just to hug you back.
Oh my goodness. She is a Barbara Pravi, and she is singing in Eurovision France, C'est vous qui décidez. Her song is Voila, and oh my goodness, I am here for it. It is so, so beautiful. Barbara, merci bien.
Merci.
Love talking to you.
Merci beaucoup. À bientôt. See you soon.